Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, happy terrific Tuesday. I'm Beth, aka Be True, and welcome to another live episode of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. My apologies that my kids did not air last evening, and but thank you for joining right now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, heading in the middle of the night, wherever you are, definitely appreciate you listening. If you're a new listener to the commentary style shows, or you're a longtime listener, been listening since March 21st, 2011, we thank you and we appreciate you. And when I say we, I talk about my guest co-host, like my cousin Linda, Reggie Ruffneck, my amazing friend Belinda Macy in Houston area, who promotes Pure Romance, and we love it when she come on and talk about all things romance. So we definitely, I'm working very, very hard and smart of the show back to the call-in chat room format. And also we'll start doing more videos, Facebook Lives and Instagrams and all that good stuff. So I'm going to shout out DC, shout out Amar Tabor, and just amazing supporters of the show that that want to help. And also my significant other, my bae, my man, my future, Teddy, because he definitely would have loved to have been on the show this morning to talk about Kobe Bryant. Oh, my God. Anybody who have listened to the show from the beginning and know one of my favorite players, Kobe Bryant. And so, yes, as many of you are devastated, heartbroken. I mean, just in disbelief when I heard the words Kobe Bryant dead. I'm like, somebody else. Another athlete. And I wish death on anybody, but not Kobe. Not Kobe. And then to hear of his daughter and to hear of others perishing in that crash, just so sad. So right now, before I really start the broadcast, let me ask God, may God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. There's something I learned to say from one of my mentors, Tony Brown's journal. So early this morning, Terry and I were talking on the phone, we were praying together, we were praying for Kobe. We were praying for his family, everybody that was on the helicopter, their family, their loved ones, their spouses, all of us. I mean, the fans and supporters, I never met them in person, but a lot of my favorite players and I, we effectively network together. And that's another thing why I need to get the show back on to a regular schedule. Because a lot of my favorites, you guys know, those of you that have been listening to the archive shows, really hear from a lot of amazing people. A lot of people send information. Kobe surprised me like a couple years ago, no joke. As one of my best friends, you guys know Daryl Smith, we were preparing to go to the Crossroad Film Festival. You know, I was the Mississippi Video Showcase coordinator 2018. One of my besties, Daryl, who'll be singing at Terry and I'm getting, Daryl and I was, he was helping me co-host the video showcase and helped me run things smoothly. And so Daryl and I was at the Host Hotel, Marriott Courtyard, waiting for the shuttle bus to pick us up from Jackson right here at Ridgeland and go to Madison, to Medical Theater. So we were talking to like filmmakers then at the hotel and talking to the staffers. I seen one of my cousins, my late cousin now, friends that were there. And it was working on the computer, printing out certain stuff for the film festival regarding the schedule of events the weekend and so on. And just doing final tweaks and stuff for the showcase and for the after party. So right when the shuttle came, I glanced at the computer, I was checking my emails and doing stuff and messaging and doing the printouts and stuff for extra flyers, all of a sudden I get a message from Kobe Bryant. And Daryl is my witness, and I'm sure he remembers, because Daryl has a memory like an elephant. I'm sure he remembers. I must remind him, because I haven't talked with him since Saturday morning, Daryl. So I'm going to tell him, don't you remember? That's what I'm telling him, Terry. And I said, Daryl's my witness. He was right with me. I pointed. I said, look, Daryl, there's a message from Kobe Bryant. So basically, I believe he was congratulating us and wishing us best at the Crossroads Film Festival. That was in April 2018. So I have a Kobe story regarding the Crossroads Film Festival weekend. We were getting ready to go on the shuttle to ride up to the Film Festival for Mississippi Video Showcase. So I was so excited. The staffers behind the counter, I was like, Kobe Bryant just sent me a message. I looked there on there, glanced at the computer, and he saw. I didn't get a chance, like, really, respond and all of that. But I do respond. I'm trying to think. I talk with him on Twitter and other social media. But that there was an exciting moment, because like LeBron James, I mean, I have a host of favorite people and sports figures that I have met in person, but then those that I only know through social media, because they have supported my blog since I've been online, since like 2006, 2007, when I started blogging, like 2006, 2007. Then when I found out about Blog Talk Radio, via Mark Cuban's brother, Brian, and Lil Flip, Flyboy Radio, and Zane, who I love, the erotic Arthur, a lot of my fellow sport, I mean, everybody knows me as a sports fan, but I'm a former Little League football coach. I coached Little League football like in 93. But Kobe. Right before I came on air, Jason Villavos, reporter in LA, I believe, made me a top fan of his page. But that's not because I'm a top fan of his page. I like the story that was connected to him making me a top fan of his page. He recognized not just Kobe, but the other victims that perished in that terrible helicopter accident. And so I want to announce their names and recognize them too. And please forgive me, family members and friends that do actually know the victims. If I say their names incorrectly, I'm doing my best to say them correctly. Arizobian, Sarah Chester and Peyton Chester, Christina Mauser, John Altobelli, and Ken Altobelli, and Alicia Altobelli. Definitely sending much love out to your family, your spouses, your loved ones, the kids you worked with, supporters and fans like myself, like Gary and all of us, my family too. Just hugs and donuts and kisses. Kobe, his daughter Gigi, forever in our heart, forever in our mind, and also definitely praying for his wife Nessa and their kids and all of the kids, their little baby and all. Definitely sending out so much love. I thought I was crying in the broadcast, so I'm doing pretty good. I'm holding tough with it, but I had been watching like pre-event to the Pro Bowl Sunday, and then I went out to check on my pooch. We were like doing things with our animals and so on. So, you know, the mom passes, like my sister, her daughter, her kids, me, so on. My sister's significant other, so on. But, you know, so we were like talking. It was my sister, her daughter, you know, my great niece's mom, because his daughters and her other sons not in the Mississippi. But we were talking, and all of a sudden, my brother, because it's me and my brother, you know, I've lost a sibling, my sister and my brother. My brother lives in South Jackson. So my brother sent my sister a message. Kobe Bryant said, my sister looked like, oh, my God, because everybody knows LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard. Oh, everybody. everybody know who my I love all the different players, different coaches, different everybody for the reasons, and pretty much any level, you know, from student athlete, sport to professional. So my sister said the name, and I'm like, no, she's just joking. And I'm like, fake news. You know, so I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking she's talking about somebody else, but which I was hoping it wasn't that somebody else, too. And I'm like, so then my niece said, oh, it's on my phone, too. Kobe Bryant dead. And then my niece looked like, oh, my God, please, Aunt Beth, don't freak out. Please, she gave me that look like, Aunt Beth, do not freak out. And did my best, I held my breath. Then I did a little like, you know that, can't believe this. No, it's not true, you know. But I held it together and then tears came out. You know, I know a lot of us have been talking about what we were doing when we heard the news. And then I'm like, man, I had been watching the Pro Bowl, like I said. So when I went back to view the TV, the game was going on, but during the break, they were recognizing and talking about him. But I know TMZ had the story first, and some people question, well, how did TMZ get like this exclusive story first? But it is like, wow. I've posted a lot of stuff on my social media just right before the show. One reason why I delayed it from the 5:30 to now, because I had been researching, and I sure wish Terry, and many of you could call in right now. Because one thing Terry and I was talking about, like when he joined the NBA in 1996, straight from high school. So, man, I mean, it's just something. And the way he has been grooming his daughter for them to die together, because they're excited to see what she's going to do. But last night, Jimmy Kimmel show was an amazing broadcast. Jimmy Kimmel's presentation was amazing, and I know it was so hard for him to hold back those tears, because those tears were just welling up in his eyes, so you could barely see his eyes. And so definitely commending you and sending you condolences, because Jimmy Kimmel probably, of late night television, have probably interviewed him the most out of all of the late night talk shows, and we had a kinship with him. So the amazing throwbacks and flashback episodes that he featured were just amazing, from one-on-ones to interviewing Kobe. And I say that, don't fret if you missed it, because I shared it on my social media. Also, you can go to my Facebook page, my basic Facebook page, and Bethany Williams, and you can go to the show, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports, and on Twitter, I have the Jimmy Kimmel Show present. And I found an amazing TikTok video also that put it all together of how we feel about Kobe, and it shows clips of Kobe getting on and everyone getting on the helicopter. But again, let me send condolences and hugs to the other people who lost their lives, and to their spouses, to their kids, and to their friends and family. Era Zobayan, Sarah Chester, and Peyton Chester, Christina Mauser, John Ottavelli, Ken Ottavelli, and Alisa Ottavelli. And as I was watching ABC, what is it, News Now? They mentioned that although that Kobe had made a pact with his wife for them never to be on a flight together. So, you know, that's amazing. I told, and Terry was like, what did you say? And I was telling Terry, and it's not, I'm giggling because of Terry. I said, Terry, I'm telling you something that's a different mindset than yours. Because Terry's mindset is, we're going together. Well, I'm just trying to give you guys like an idea of how Terry thinks. So I said, Terry, you probably would think, oh, you and I, we're going together. You're not leaving me, or I'm not leaving you. And he was like, yeah, you know me. So, but that was smart, thinking of Kobe also making the pact that we never fly together. Because that was the first thing I thought, and it ran across my mind, I bet they never fly together. Because I was wondering if the whole family was on the flight. So thank God, but just sad that this happened. And they're saying allegedly due to fog. And aren't they saying allegedly they asked for special permission to fly that this thick fog. And I was watching Black Knowledge yesterday, Dr. Boyce Watkins, and he was interviewing an attorney. And I know we have, and the attorney was saying that there's a lawsuit, that's going to happen. So, but regardless, we can't bring our loved ones back that we love so much. But they flew around a little bit, I hear. They flew up above like several layers of clouds and fog. Terry and I were just saying, oh my God, we just wish they had delayed flying. They had just delayed a couple hours. I mean, my late mom, a lot of other of your moms and dads, say it's better to be late than not get there, right? So I wish they had that mindset. Let's just be a little late. Let's let the fog get out the way. You know, regardless of what the experience had been flying through all kind of fog. I know you know, I've only been in L.A. once, so what can I talk about? I'm in the tornado area, but hurricane territory. But we have fog here. It's foggy here right now in Jackson, Mississippi. If I take a picture, it's like some pretty thick fog outside the window. And I'm sure people on the highways and some those flying aviation are having a little trouble or delaying. But one of my friends, Manuela Tessalini, who's the wife of Eric Benet and also a former wife of my friend that I never met in person, Prince, she shared some pictures on her Facebook page. And she said that morning when she woke up, she thought, oh my God, I mean, how the fog was. I mean, it just, you guys can check out her page, and I even reshared it. Usually she doesn't have the share button on her page, but she did for that post. And you better believe it, her friend Bethany sure did reshare it on her page, showing how thick that fog was yesterday morning. And because she said she was in disbelief of who would be flying in such thick fog, and then find out her friend, someone who she knows, and his daughter have perished, you know. So I guess we could talk about woulda, coulda, shoulda, but we're heartbroken. And still, I thought I was going to start crying. So thank you, God, for keeping me strong to talk. And I'm working ASAP to get everything where we can have interactive conversations, not about just Kobe legacy, but we're going to be talking about this for a while in his work. But then also we have the coronavirus that is happening. And I hear the death count has gone over 100. And that's been something that Terry and I talked about this morning. But it's just sending love out to. And it was so crazy, too. There are Americans over there right now that they're trying to get from over there. That's over there for what, leisure or work or whatever. Trying to get from over there. And I guess at the same time, they're running tests, too. So now the coronavirus is in, what, maybe 4 or 5 states. So I had planned to talk on that also, on the states that that are being affected here in the states. Yeah. But, you know, some people say, well, this is not a big deal. This is part of life. But it is a big deal if there's more than one person losing life from something that we don't know. We don't know exactly what's going on and don't have an antidote or a cure for. Hopefully there's some type of antidote out there, and hopefully they can go down this process and find the root of it. So that's a whole nother discussion. So I'm going to put together a schedule of shows for Culture Shock Entertainment Report, Culture Shock Entertainment live events, because that's the show where we really go in depth and take time to look at the facts and also wonder where these fake stories come from, but most importantly, the facts of things. And also check out the Springer shows. And then you can check out the Springer shows also on Spotify. And remember to email me, us, because we are a team, us, at CultureShock, KultureShockBeth@yahoo.com. KultureShockBeth@yahoo.com. Thank you for connecting with us throughout social media, on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, they're working on content for the YouTube channel, youtube.com, Executive Reports. Still working on getting in my LinkedIn. I know I have about 1,000 connection invites my LinkedIn because I haven't been able to log into my LinkedIn in like 2 or 3 months. So as soon as my license can be visible and whatever other documentations they need, but it's good to know that the security is so tight, you know, because we've been having some good business conversations connecting very well on LinkedIn. So it's good to know that important information don't just get in anybody's hands. One time Facebook did that to me. They did like this whole like, put me in jail like they do John Deuce. but it was for like a evaluation of my social media. And then after they did my this, like I had to send in like so much documentation, and they did like this study, this analysis of my social media presence and how, and engagement. Then that's when they said, oh, you need a public page. That's when I created Bethany B. True Williams public page. I mean, I have my pages. I have my show pages. You guys know. And then the groups that are amazing, the James Franco Project Group and Save Dallas page. And thank God I have amazing moderators and amazing go-getters on these pages where they assist and keep things running on an amazing daily basis. But because I know some people wonder, what is she doing? I have amazing people that work with me and be on hands of like the James Franco page. There's Lizzie Ages, Karen McDonald, George Tucker, Sean Alexander Hamilton, who is an amazing author and mistaken for James Franco, and his brother have been a relative of theirs, and the list goes on and on. Then I have amazing Kyle Graham, who is new to the Save Dallas page. He's doing his thing, contacting CBS and TNT, and communicating and engaging with supporters of the Save Dallas page I created back in 2014. So we're trying to get the Dallas show rebooted. You know, the Save Dallas movement is like everywhere. It's different. So many of us are part of that Save Dallas, but so crazy. We ain't got it. It's not rebooted yet. So that's what Father Terry and I was talking about. Like shows like Martin, shows like that should be rebooted too. Those crazy comedies. Some of those shows should be rebooted. A Different World. Where Are They Now? Shows like that should be rebooted. But congratulations also to our newly elected governor, Tate Reeves. He had his state address on last evening. And shout out to our Lieutenant Governor, also Deborah Hoseman, and all that are you know, that have been re-elected or newly elected also. And those of you that are campaigning to become the new next president, and to Donald Trump, who said, oh, no, but no, I'm keeping my seat. You know, a big shout out to all of those leaders. You guys keep up the amazing work. It's important to keep feeding us information. It's important to be competent with your delivery to us so we, the people, can make competent decisions on who we feel is best